Here's something you probably haven't given much thought to. And if you have, you know how difficult it is. And that is charitable giving. In America, since the middle of March when the pandemic put a grip on us, right? Charitable giving in many places is down. And for small charities, this has been devastating. Because for many small charities, they have one event a year. Maybe it's a golf outing or a get-together. Of course, golf courses were closed. Or one big get-together, or maybe two. But when you take that fundraiser off the calendar, man, it is devastating. And I bring that to your attention. Because one of those smaller charities in my neck of the woods, Ellie's Place in Lansing, is a place that helps kids get through the traumatic loss of a loved one. And one of their big get-togethers is a breakfast every spring in the early part of the year, and that had to be canceled because of the pandemic. Joining me now is Dawn Haddad. She's the race director for Ellie's Race at Ellie's Place, and maybe we can help rally the troops. Dawn, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, and you're exactly right. We do have this funding gap, and our breakfast this year usually is something that brings in about $300,000. What do we do when that event has to be canceled? So we are full steam ahead with Ellie's Race, where, you know, grief is not canceled. So what we're doing is we're moving forward with our race virtually this year.
So tell me this, Dawn, if you would. For people listening statewide, anywhere across the world, what Ellie's Place is and why it is so critically important in places like it and all these other small charities, because you're not just speaking for yourself today. You're speaking for a lot of small charities that do a tremendous amount of good out there, right? So tell them what Ellie's Place is and why this is so critical.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So Ellie's Place is a healing center for grieving children, and we are specific to Michigan. We actually have four locations in Michigan. We happen to be the headquarters, the first location. We've been around almost 30 years, and what we do is provide peer-to-peer support groups, grief support groups, to children ages 3 through 18 and 18 to 26, and any adult who brings a child to our group can participate in an adult group as well. Typically, we have our support groups at our building, but since March, we have not been able to do that. We have been able to switch to virtual groups, so think of Zoom support groups, and our bereavement coordinators have been able to work with our families via phone, via sending out weekly emails that include activities, grief activities that families can do at home. But, you're right. Charities, these small nonprofits across the state and across the country are hurting right now because of the pandemic and this funding gap that we have. So any support and any events that we're doing, whether they're virtual or not, you know, any event is an important event for us to raise funds for our programming.
It sure is. And again, you mentioned you have you treat and work with young people 3 to 18, 18 to 26. And, of course, if you're an adult involved, you can join in as well. What are the four locations so people know, Dawn?
Yep. So we have our main headquarters here in the Lansing area. We've been here. This is our 29th year, so we're getting ready for our big 30th next year. We also have a branch in Ann Arbor who did an amazing capital campaign and just built a new building. We have all basically started off in the basements of churches in our communities, and so we have had our building in Lansing for a while. The Ann Arbor branch just built a building. I think they opened in September, and it's amazing. And then we have a branch in the Grand Rapids area that's called our West Michigan branch, and then we have one in Flint that's our Greater Genesee County Flint branch.
So you serve literally scores of young people who have had a traumatic loss of a loved one in their life. And let's be honest, these are people that have lost an anchor in their lives that have to deal with grief.
Right.
And this is what you specialize in. It is so important what you do. And when you lost your early year fundraiser, that's devastating to what you've done. It's devastating to these small nonprofit charities. And so Dawn Haddad, the race director for Ellie's Race, tell me about Ellie's Race. It's a 5K run walk. Ellie's Race 5K.org, by the way, it's ELES, Race 5K.org, Ellie's Race 5K.org, if you want to find out more. When does it happen?
Well, it happens technically July 25th. That's our set date. But if anybody wants to do a virtual race, which has become all the rage this year, lots of things are going virtual. I've even heard of golf outings going virtual, which is kind of fun. So if anybody is interested in participating, you can be anywhere, anytime. We have someone who found us from New Jersey. We have people in London who are going to be running in honor of Ellie's Place. People all across the country. It's been wonderful to see where our participants are signing up from.
I am so excited. I finally get to do a marathon. It's going to be a virtual marathon, but I'm going to do a 26.2, Dawn. The light went on. I'm like, I can finally do that marathon that I've never, ever wanted to do. But I'll do it virtually.
There you go.
We're only requiring
a 5K, but if you want to go ahead and add the extra miles, then good for you.
There you go. You can do it virtually.
So how it works is people can do the race. We say any place, any pace. So this is really great for people who might be trail runners or who want to go out with their dog and can't normally do that at our race where we gather. And I do want to say our race is presented by Zest, the National Life Insurance Company. They've been a big partner of ours since 2006, and we always hold the race on their campus. And this year, we're not able to do that, but they're still very much supporting our organization and our cause. So people can run, walk as fast or as slow as you want, anywhere and any day. Although on our Facebook page on July 25th, we will be doing some fun festivities.
There you go. All right, Dawn Haddad, race director, Ellie's Race. You can find out more, and I encourage you to do so. Help out Ellie's Race 5K, elliesrace5k.org, elliesrace5k.org. We'll put it up on the Facebook page as well. Dawn, keep the faith. I greatly appreciate the work you're doing. It's so important.
Thank you so much for having us on. You support us every year, and we really appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, Dawn. All right. I mean, in any charity, the small ones out there, they need your help, from food pantries to homeless shelters to Ellie's Place. They all need your help because so many fundraising opportunities have gone away and people that have been giving, lost jobs and so forth. So I know, give till it hurts is what they say. Give till it hurts. It's part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org.
I vaccinate because I got the facts.
Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.